Talking your team right now. Flames Talk is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames Talk on this Tuesday, August 20th. Steinberg, Wes Gilbertson along with you. Thanks for hanging out. Sports Drive underway, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Save 40% on a Halo Smart Lock and start unlocking your house right now from your phone. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com. Hi, Wes.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Happy Tuesday.
Same to you.
Let's, we never talk goaltending, so let's try that.
Yeah.
See if that's a topic that we can get into.
Yeah.
Text line open, 960-960. Got a couple topics to hit on Flames goaltending-wise. And first off, just want to say happy 27th birthday to Dan Vladar on this August 20th. He is officially 27 years old. And that's kind of the catalyst for a little bit of a Dan Vladar conversation because he has got a big season ahead. Hip surgery all done. He's recovering nicely. He should be ready to go for the start of training camp. And it just opens up a number of different questions about the year and about what's ahead for Dan Vladar. Like, how long does it take
right.
for him to get back to peak form? And how much better will he be with the hip surgery all taken care of? And how does he factor in this season? How does he factor in long term? You know, I wonder, because so much has been talked about and made about Dustin Wolf for good reason. He finished the season as an NHL regular because of Dan's hip surgery. He signed his contract this summer, and he's got two more years with the organization. How does Dan Vladar factor in? I wonder if maybe we're sleeping on Dan Vladar a little bit in terms of how he factors into everything going forward.
You know, as I was coming into the studio today, one of the things that I was thinking about, knowing we're going to chat about Dan Vladar, is that not only is Dan Vladar's upcoming season, you know, a reason for curiosity. Like, not only do I not know what to make of what this season might look like for Dan Vladar, but now knowing that he battled a hip injury for over a year, I don't even know what to make of last season.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest,
that's kind of where I'm at,
yeah.
too.
And so, I mean, when you say where does he fit, I think if you're laying money down, Dan Vladar is the best bet to be between the pipes on opening night for the Calgary Flames. I do believe that. And yet, you know, if you were to rush to your local sports book to bet against that, it would be for a couple of reasons. It would be because of the faith that a lot of people have in Dustin Wolf, mm-hmm. Who we've seen hanging around Calgary a lot this summer, who we saw finish last season on a four-game win streak. And it would also be because of skepticism of what Dan Vladar might look like coming off of a major surgery. Like, hip surgery for a goaltender is as significant of operation as you can have. You know, that those are your most important parts as a goalie are your hips. And so that's something big to come back from. You know, I know Dan Vladar is back on the ice in Czechia. I know that he has a flight booked to Calgary later this month. I know that early reports on his ice times have been, you know, a little bit of sort of stiffness that he had to work through after not going through those motions for a while. But a lot of enthusiasm about the way he's feeling. And I'm really curious to see how it translates at training camp and into this season.
Yeah. That first year that he had with the organization, and granted, the way that they played with Daryl Sutter as the head coach that year, with that line of Lindholm, Tkachuk, and Gaudreau, with that blue line that was set and forget all year, it definitely made life easy on goaltenders. I mean, there's no coincidence that, as highly as I think of Jacob Markstrom and his ability, there's also no coincidence that Jacob had a career season to end career seasons that year. And Dan Vladar had a great year that year, his first year in the organization. But that also couldn't have been just team-related. I don't think it was a total fluke that Vladar had as many shutouts as he did and performed as well as he did.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does have me wondering how much the hip issue, as you said, had been affecting him over the last few seasons. And thus, once the adjustment to the new hip And once he's comfortable with all of the rotation and all of the flexibility that you need with this position, now that the hip surgery is done, maybe we are talking about a guy who returns to the conversation about being a future number one. Because to be honest with you, it wasn't until about just past the midway mark of this season that we kind of got the understanding that he might be dealing with something. Prior to that, we didn't know. And I had started to think, yeah, you know what? Maybe this guy is topped out at being a 1B in this league at best. But I got to check myself on that, because it was him playing through a significant ailment for his position. So yeah. I'm really interested now as to where this goes.
I realize that Dan Vladar is coming off hip surgery, and again, that's so significant, but this is the make or break season for me for Dan Vladar to prove that he can be a number one goaltender. I can take whatever happens with Dustin Wolf this season and sort of throw it out the window in some regards and say, you know, first full year in the NHL, continue to give him some runway. With Dan Vladar, it's sort of now or never for me. And again, I realize what he's coming off of in terms of the surgery. I realize that he was hampered by an injury for a really long time, but I do think this is the make or break season for Dan Vladar to say, hey, I should be in that number one goalie conversation. And we've seen him get an opportunity in the past, yeah. Right? And I don't know the fact that he's failed to take advantage of those opportunities to this point. I don't know if that has to do with his hip. I don't know if that's the different mindset that comes with being a number one guy. I don't know what it is, right? But in short spurts where it looked like Dan Vladar was going to get a chance to take the ball and run with it,
it hasn't happened. You're right.
It hasn't happened. And so for me, coming off hip surgery, this is the make or break season for Dan Vladar. If you want to be in the goaltender of the future conversation, we need to see it this winter.
How much leash do you give him, knowing that he's got a reconstructed hip?
Right.
So do you give him the first half of the season and you judge the second half? Rhetorical question. I don't know the answer, but like, how much of a leash should we be giving him to get back to his peak performance?
And it's important to, I suppose, point out, like, this, whether or not these guys are number one goalie material is not going to be judged solely on stats this season.
Agreed.
This is going to be a really long winter to be a goaltender for the Calgary Flames, right? This is a team that has two proven top four defensemen on their roster. Some intriguing pieces in Kevin Ball and in Jake Bean and Daniil Miromanov. Proven top four guys. You've got two
Uyghur
right now.
Uyghur
and Rasmus Anderson. And so there could be some long nights for Flames goaltenders this season. That's part of this process that the organization has committed to. Are you going to be able to look and say, geez, you know, Dan Vladar finished this season with a 2.20 goals against average? The staff at the Saddle Dome would love that, but don't count on it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you're going to need to see, based on all of the both metrics and eye tests that Jordan Siglett and Jason LaBarbera and the rest of the goaltending department at the Saddle Dome use, you're going to need to see that Dan Vladar looks like a guy who can be a number one. And that's going to include practice, too. You know, one of the things you mentioned, well, what's the difference from his first season to the last couple? The practice time's also been a little different. And the backup goalie faces a ton of shots in practice. And if you're facing that many shots with a lingering hip injury, it's not getting better. And so I'm curious to see what it looks like moving forward. But for me, like, the runway on Dan Vladar's I can be a number one, at least here in Calgary, the end of the runway is the end of this season.
Well, and he is unrestricted at the end of the year.
Right.
This is year two of that extension that he signed under Brad Treliving. It's $2.2 million is the cap hit this year. Then he's unrestricted. So just contract-wise, there's no doubt about it. And I find myself wondering, you know, if what if both Wolf and Vladar show positive things this year? Mm-hmm. Wolf's under contract for another year. and will remain a restricted free agent at the conclusion of his deal. But do you sign Vladar to another deal? Like, is there a way, or is there a path for Vladar and Wolf as a long-term pairing in this organization? Like, could this be more than just this year or the next 2 years?
What do you think?
Well, yeah, I do think there's a path there. Because neither of them are proven to be clear number ones. And there are plenty of teams in this league that employ kind of that two-goaltender system.
Right.
If it turns into, like, best case scenario, if it turns into Swayman and Ullmark for a few years, and I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but there's a lot of potential with Vladar. You know how much Sigalette and his goalie group have coveted this guy for the longest time prior to him getting here, mm-hmm. and they still believe there's a lot of potential. We know how highly the organization and the goaltending community thinks of Dustin Wolf. So, like, what if both these guys show that, hey, you know, over 40-plus games, they can both play at a high level? Maybe that's not the worst thing to keep in your back pocket if you're the Flames.
Yeah, I think, you know, to answer your question about is there a path to these two remaining the platoon or remaining the tandem, I think the answer for me lies in whether Dan Vladar finishes this season as either a number one or in that platoon, right? If Dustin Wolf has past Dan Vladar on the depth chart, I think you go looking elsewhere for that kind of next guy in that 1B position. But if Dan Vladar has, you know, finishes this season with the bulk of the starts, if he has shown some growth in his game, even if maybe the numbers don't reflect it, then I could certainly see continuing to invest in Dan Vladar. You know, in my conversations and not even just the interviews, but you know, whenever I run into Jordan Sigalette at the rink and we're talking about maybe a goalie prospect or whomever, he talks a lot about, well, this guy's kind of stagnated or this guy continues to take really big strides in his development. And I know that'll be a big factor with Dan Vladar. Yeah. Do they see a guy who they thought was really prominently on the rise when they traded to get him out of Boston? Do they continue to see him trending that way, or do they think he's maybe leveled off a little? And I think that will be a large determining factor in whether they ultimately keep him.
A few texts at 960-960. I don't know, grumpy people on this Tuesday. Mick, not grumpy. Mick, that's a change. You're usually grumpy at me. No, Mick and I have reconciled. We're buddies again. Mick says, Vladar will prove this year he's at minimum a 1B goalie. He's better than people think. That's from Mick. This one from an unnamed grump. Vladar has got to be the most overrated player in the history of 960. You guys have been pumping his tires since he got here, and he's never shown more than replacement level player. Swayman and Ullmark, oh my bleeping goodness. Little.
You did say best case scenario.
I did. I'm just saying that's the first example to come to mind of two guys that can play. I'm not saying either of these guys will get there, but that would be a best case scenario if it happened. And then here's another grumpy text. No bleep, neither of them are proven goalies. Wolf's played 17 games and Vladar hasn't reached 100. That's so stupid to even say they aren't proven. Is it because Wasps are out? August?
We're trying our best here.
It's August 20th.
Pat and I are giving our all.
I don't understand the grumpiness on the text line. We're just having a conversation here. I am to the gentleman who says he's the most overrated player in the history of 960. I am intrigued by him. I am. And I'm intrigued what a healthy hip can help him be.
Yeah.
But can I sit here and tell you that I believe either guy is going to be a bona fide number one goalie in this league? I can't, because one of them's got 17 games, and I think he is one of the best goaltending prospects in hockey. Like Askarov, like a couple of other names that you could throw out there right now, I think Wolf is in that conversation. But we still haven't seen him come anywhere close to a full NHL workload. And with that, as Kevin Woodley always says, until you've done it, you just haven't done it.
Yeah, and that's why Wolf and Vladar are in separate conversations for me, and that's why I say that this is make or break time for Dan Vladar. Like, at 27, it's time to kind of show exactly what you can be. And, you know, the Flames and every other NHL organization's worst nightmare is to give up on a guy, goalie or otherwise, and watch them blossom into what they thought their potential was in another city. But with only two chairs at that position, if you're going to continue to invest in Dan Vladar, you really need to see it.
Okay, here's my fun question of the day.
Yeah.
If you're the Flames, do you have any interest in Askarov?
None. I mean, you're intrigued by the player, but I have no interest for two reasons. I got too many guys, and when I say I, you know, if I'm Craig Conroy, I got too many guys on my own roster that I need to figure out what they are at the goaltending position. I have Dan Vladar, Dustin Wolf, and Devin Cooley. My goaltending department is quite intrigued by the potential of all three, and I need to know what's there before I add another guy at that position. And my second reason, before I get your take on this, my second reason is that I think Askarov, based on his perch as arguably the first or second best goaltending prospect not in the NHL right now, I just think he's going to cost too much. And what I've seen...
That would be my issue.
And what we've seen with the Jacob Markstrom trade, and I do think Craig Conroy did quite well there, but with the Markstrom trade and the Ullmark trade, with the fact that, you know, they were getting lowball offers, at least to my knowledge, for Dan Vladar when he was available on the trade market, I actually think the price of trading for an established goalie has come down substantially. I think the price of getting Askarov, because so many people think he's a star in the making, I just think that's too high. And if it's me making that decision, I'm not interested.
Because I think the price is going to be as high as it is, because this team is not in a position where they can be trading away first-round picks or top-flight prospects, even for a really quality goaltender, on top of or with the combination of Dustin Wolf being in the organization and them having their own 23-year-old highly touted goaltender, I don't think it makes a ton of sense to go and chase a guy like Askarov, even though he is on the trade market.
Yeah, I think
it's a combination of all the things, right?
I see a lot of reason that other teams would pursue him. I just don't see a great fit with the Flames.
Let's read a few other texts here. Trevor in Sundance says, I think the team needs to be a solid defensive team to have a duo be as good as Swayman and Ullmark were. Agreed 100%. Boston's brand of hockey also played a huge part in them having this tandem, this can't-miss tandem for the last couple of years.
Hey, and kudos to the staff in Boston. They were torn for some time on Swayman and Dan Vladar.
Yep.
They could only keep one, and it's no knock on Dan to say they picked the right guy so far.
Matt and Cochran says, "Hoo boy, it's going to be a long season if this is how people are reacting to Flames talk on August 20th. This says from Brad, Vladar's sneaky good and needs a few things to go right, but I see something there. Wolf could go either way, and I have no clue what's going to happen. The dude is pretty small, and a grumpy old guy who used to run the Flames says it's 6'2" and over." Of course, Brad's talking about Brian Burke, as that was his goaltending mantra. Shub says, "Hey, I love you guys. I think the cost would be too high for Askarov for the Flames to reach." And finally, this says from Todd, "Do you really think Vladar was given a chance to be a number one? The job was never going to be his as long as Markstrom was here." Never to be a number one, but to your point, Wes, he was definitely given an opportunity to take the ball for a period of time and run with it. And it never really, especially that year where Markstrom really struggled 2 years ago, never grasped it and said, "Hey, you've got to give me a good run here." It never really transpired that way.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Has he gotten a long enough leash to show he can be a number one? No. Did he take advantage of those spurts of opportunity to earn more? Also, no.
Jeff from Calgary, I think we need a year of both goalies getting a fair number of starts to see what they both are before deciding. That I agree 100%.
And I would be really surprised if there's not injury in the mix, if we're not sitting here in April talking about a pretty even split in starts.
Yep. Yep. And I think if it ends up going that way,
yeah.
Basically, if it's over 30 starts for Wolf, I think that we're in good shape for his development.
Totally agree. Totally agree. And like I said, you can throw out the numbers this year for Dustin Wolf. I really
against,
believe that.
Especially goals against. I guarantee you I will not quote goals against average for a Flames goaltender this year because it means with the group.
It'd be an interesting number to look at, but it won't tell you the quality of the goalie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, happy birthday nonetheless to Dan Bedard.
I'm exhausted. Are we done? I've been on for like 20-some minutes.
I know, that was a tough day for you. Remember, Dan Bedard was 23 when he got here.
Yeah.
27.
We're not getting older, though, are we?
No, I'm the same age.
Is that how it works? We stay?
30. I'm still 33.
You don't look a day over 38.
You know what? I'll take that. Wes Gilbertson on Twitter, at Wes Gilbertson. My name is Pat Steinberg. Shan and Cam are producers. Thanks for hanging out with us this segment on Flames Talk. And this segment's been the Sports Drive, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Save 40% on a Halo Smart Lock and start unlocking your house right from your phone. Visit CalgaryLockandSafe.com.